Now on the fifth quarter show, we're joined by the Carrollton girls basketball coach, Michael Locke. And Coach Locke, your girls have been competing in the Salisbury tournament. You started off the Salisbury tournament with a win over Cairo. Last night you fell in Auburn. Now you'll play for a third place against Paris one of these nights whenever the weather gets a little bit better as it's postponed. But can you tell us how those games went so far for that tournament for your girls?
Yeah, it's a tough tournament to say the least. It's a lot of really good basketball, a lot of really good basketball teams in it. We were the seventh seed coming in, and on Tuesday night we got to play Cairo, who was the two seed, and we didn't play perfect by no means, but we were fortunate enough to knock them off. We ended up winning 46-39 was the final, and played hard. We did some things right. We kind of switched our defense, junked them a little bit. Offensively that night, Mackenzie Brown had a good night for us. She had 16. Jordan Myler, a junior, had 9. Chloe Locke, a sophomore, was 7. Racy Lynn Mathis, a junior, was 6. Reagan Pearson, a sophomore, with 5. And Allison Pearson and Savannah Rinke both scored a couple. So I had several kids score, but Mackenzie was definitely our leading scorer. And defensively, I was proud of our effort holding the team to 39 points. You feel like you can give your team a chance to win. And fortunately enough, we were able to do that on Tuesday.
All right, and then you matched up with a familiar foe last night, Norburn, that you spent 19 years. That had to have been a pretty tough game for both for you and for the players.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and hats off to them girls, man. They played hard. They pretty much beat us around a little bit. We didn't have any, like, what I would call real success. I mean, we might have went on a 4-point or a 6-point run at one time, but they took it to us. You know, it was kind of a bittersweet thing. Their Ken's doing a good job with them over there, Coach Brown. They really buckled down on their defense, and we had trouble moving the ball and things like that. But you know, our kids, you know, they really haven't played, you know, in a game like that or that magnitude, I would say, on the winning side of a bracket in quite a while. And there's a lot of things that it showed me that I really need to get to work on, even though we've had a, you know, so far what I would call a very successful start to a season. But there's always things that we can do. Scoring last night for us, we had Mackenzie Brown. She had 8. Jordan Myler had 8. And Allison Pearson had 6. And we had a couple other girls that scored a couple points. But, you know, Jordan, I said Jordan Myler's in the game before. And even last night, her rebounds have become a factor for us. I know against Cairo she had 14 rebounds and led us the way there. So, her and Savannah Rinke are really kind of cleaning up the glass for us, so that's kind of nice to see some younger kids get in there and do some things well. And, you know, like I said, we don't know for sure when our Paris matchup is going to be. We are going to try to get it in because it is the third-place game. Unfortunately, this weather, everybody's kind of up in the air with it and on when it's going to hit, when it's going to not. But I know they have a 6'5 girl we're going to have to defend. I know I've never had to do that, so that will be interesting. But anyways, we'll look forward to the challenge, and then we got a busy week next week starting in with the Lawson tournament.
Yeah, and that Lawson tournament looks like you'll match up with North Platte in the first round. So we look forward to hearing from you next Friday and hear how the Lawson tournament goes.
Yeah, Drew, well, we appreciate you covering us, and we look forward to talking to you next Friday, and hopefully we have some good news and some good games for the Carrollton Lady Trojans.